From Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all those made holy in union with Christ Jesus in Philippi, along with your elders and deacons, grace and peace to all of you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God every time I think of you all. It is always a joy for me when I pray for you, because you have been partners in the gospel from the beginning. I am convinced of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. It is only fitting for me to have this mindset about all of you, because I keep you in my heart as I defend and confirm the faith. In all of this, we are partners of grace. For God is my witness, how I long for you all with the affection of Christ. And this is what I pray, that your corporate love would increase more and more in knowledge and discernment, so that you will be connoisseurs of what really matters, thus making you pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of justice that comes through Christ Jesus, to the glory and praise of God. Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has actually worked toward the progress of the gospel, because my chains are known among all the guards and all the rest to be connected to my union with Christ. And the vast majority of the family, emboldened by my chains, are all the more eager to speak the word with confidence. Of course, some preach because of envy or competition, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so in love, because they know it is my task to defend the gospel. The others, out of strife, proclaim Christ not sincerely, but because they think it might add more trouble to my chains. No matter. Either way, whether by pretense or sincerity, Christ is preached, and so I rejoice. Indeed, I will continue to rejoice, because I know that this will all work out to my salvation through your corporate prayers and the support of the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Yes, this is my eager expectation and hope, that I will not be ashamed, but that with total openness, at all times, Christ will be glorified in my body, whether by life or by death. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To continue to live in the body means fruitful work, yet I do not know what to choose. I am torn between the two. I have a great desire to be released and to be with Christ, which is by far the best, but to remain in the body is more needful for you all. Convinced of this, I know that I will stay and remain with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that you all will have ample cause to boast in Christ Jesus because of me when I come to you again. Only conduct your public life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am away and hear about you, what I hear will be that you all are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, not frightened in the least by your opponents. This will be evidence of their destruction and your rescue, and that from God, because you have been given the gift not only of trusting in Christ, but also of suffering for him. You all have the same struggle that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. And so, if you all have any encouragement in union with Christ, if you have any comfort from love, if you have any partnership in the Spirit, if you have any affection and sympathy, do this. Fulfill my joy by having the same mindset, the same love. Be united. Think together. Do nothing out of rivalry or shallow self-promotion. Rather, humbly consider others more important than yourselves. You should not be preoccupied with your own concerns, but each other's. Develop this corporate mindset, which is your inheritance in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he did not consider it grasping to share equality with God. But he emptied himself and took a servant's form, taking on human likeness. Being found in human form, so he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, indeed the death of the cross. For that reason, God exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee would bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess, Lord Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved ones, as you have always obeyed, not just when I am there, but now much more when I am not there, work out your salvation together with fear and trembling. For it is God himself working in your midst, both willing and working his good pleasure. Do everything without grumbling and disputing, that you may become blameless and innocent, children of God that are spotless in the midst of a bent and twisted generation, among whom you shine like stars in the world as you hold tight the word of life. That way I can boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or toil in vain. And even if I am poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you, and you should be glad and rejoice with me. But in union with Christ, I hope to send Timothy to you soon so I can be cheered to hear the news about you. I have no one like him who sincerely cares about all of you. Most people are preoccupied with their own affairs and not those of Jesus Christ. But you all know his proven worth, because as a son with his father, he has slaved with me in the gospel. And so I hope to send him to you as soon as I find out what will happen with me. And I am convinced in the Lord that I myself will come to you soon. I also felt compelled to send Epaphroditus to you, my brother, co-laborer, and fellow soldier. He is your apostle and minister to my needs. He longs to see you all and was distressed that you heard he was sick. He was indeed sick, sick enough to die, but God had mercy on him. And more than that, he had mercy on me, sparing me grief upon grief. So I was all the more anxious to send him to you so that when you saw him, you could rejoice and I could be free of anxiety. And so, in union with the Lord, receive him with all joy and hold him in high esteem because he risked his life for the work of Christ in order to serve me in ways you could not. As for the rest, dear brothers and sisters, rejoice together in the Lord. I do not hesitate to write the same things to you, besides which it is good for you. Look out for the dogs. Look out for those who practice evil. Look out for the mutilators. For we are the circumcision, who worship God by the Spirit and boast in Christ Jesus and put no confidence whatsoever in the flesh. Though I myself do have reason to be confident in the flesh, if someone else claims reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. Regarding the law, a Pharisee. Regarding devotion, persecuting the church. Regarding justness with regard to the law, blameless. But those things that were to my profit, I now value as loss for Christ. Indeed, I consider all things to be lost, compared to the great worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Through him, I've lost everything, and consider it trash, that I might gain Christ and be found in him. I do not want my personal justice that comes from the law. Rather, I want that which comes through the faithfulness of Christ, the justice that comes by trust. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the partnership in his sufferings, to share the form of his death so that I might perhaps arrive at the resurrection from the dead ones. Of course, I have not yet reached it. I am not already perfect, but I pursue that I might reach that for which I myself have been seized by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not think I have attained it, but I have one priority, forgetting those things that are past and stretching forth to those things in front of me, with singular vision I pursue the prize of the high calling of God in union with Christ Jesus, my Lord. All mature people should have such a mindset. If any of you have a different mindset, God will unveil it. But walk in what you have attained so far. Join me in imitation, brothers, and pay attention to those that walk according to the model you have in us. For there are many, as I have told you, and now tell you again with tears, many who walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end will be destruction. Their God is their appetites. Their boast is their shame. They have earthly mindsets. But we have a citizenship in the heavens from which we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our vulnerable bodies and make them like his glorious body by the power by which he will subject all things to himself. Stand firm together in union with Christ, dear ones. You are my joy and my crown. I urge both Euodia and Syntyche to share the same mindset in the Lord. And I ask you, true co-laborer, help them who labored with me in the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Always rejoice in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. Let your refusal to insist on your rights be known to all. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything. Let your requests be known to God through prayer and supplication, along with gratitude. Then the peace of God will guard your minds and hearts through Christ Jesus. For the rest, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is praiseworthy, if there is any virtue, if there is any praise, attend to such things. What I mean is that you all should practice the very things that you learned and received and heard and observed in me, and the God of peace will be with all of you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly when I heard your attitude of concern for me had revived. Not that you did not have that mindset. You just lacked opportunity. I am not saying I lack. I have learned to be content in any circumstance. I know how to lack resources and how to overflow with them. In every situation, I have learned the secret of plenty and lack. I am strengthened for every circumstance by the one who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you all did well to share your concern for me and my difficulties. You Philippians know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I went out from Macedonia, no church partnered with me except you. Even while I was in Thessalonica, you sent resources once or twice. I am not looking for the gift, but I am looking for the fruit that abounds to your account. I received everything and abound. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus what you all sent. It is a well-pleasing aroma, an accepted sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. And my God will supply your every need in accordance with his riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory unto ages of ages. Amen. Greet everyone in Christ Jesus with a holy kiss. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.